welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, we got a great show for you today, and I mean super great. Many people have asked me, especially recently, we've heard a little bit how you got from point A to point B to point C, but we never really hear the whole thing. Well, I'm not going to answer that question in this show, but Serene is. I'm telling you, Serene Enigma is joining me here today. And I mean answer the question by stating this. This is who this amazing woman is. You know, Serene is a life purpose. Just think about that, everybody. I want you to just take that in a minute. Think about that. Spiritual well-being. She's a career coach. She focuses on what I think is the only holistic, true transformation, divine, and does this through self-discovery, reflection, and self-mastery. And today, what you're going to hear about is the wake-up. The wake-up. Now, when you hear the wake-up, are you thinking to yourself, like, I don't have an alarm? What am I going to do? You're not thinking that. Because who she is and what she does as the awakening catalyst, how she sparked her own transformation is what today is about. I mean, Serene, right? I mean, this is the moment where you just wake up and now you're here and now you're on purpose to help other people wake up, right? To simply
right.
put.
Right.
Look, everyone wants to know. When they look at your work and they look at what you've done, they want to know, who are you? They want to know how you got here. They want to know what was it that sparked something inside of you. Let's just start out by taking a look at what you have come to be and what you have come to do. Tell us about that.
So basically, I'm a life purpose coach, a spiritual well-being coach, and a career coach. I help people foster true transformation from the inside out, because in order for us to change our outer realities, we have to change our inner realities. And a lot of people don't realize that, but that is why I'm here.
No, I know it. And because I lived the first 40 years of my life, you know what? I lived those like doing all that outside changing thing.
Exactly.
Everything about the outside, the car, the house, the whole thing.
Exactly.
That did not work very well. But, you know, here you are and you're doing something. And here's what I love about this. I know that when I meet people that are on a purposeful track like you are, that you have your own story, that you had your own wake up, because otherwise you wouldn't be doing this for other people. Like, would you?
No. You are absolutely right. So my wake up, it started about 10 years ago, about a decade ago. And mind you now, like when you wake up, whenever you are working on yourself, any of that nature, it's a process and it takes time. So when I say this happened like a decade ago, like the first spark, I do mean like a decade ago. But at any rate, I was at a very low place in life. I was married to a man that was just abusive, the very worst of the people. I had 4 kids depending on me because my now ex-husband was not the very responsible type. I had been battling with anxiety and depression all my life, and it got worse. And it was at that point that it came to a head. And I remember I was sitting on my bed one day and I just got so depressed, just so down. And I remember just saying, hey, I don't want to be here anymore. Just cried out to whoever was listening. I don't know if it was the angels. I don't know who it was. But I just cried out, like, I just don't want to be here anymore. And it wasn't that I necessarily wanted to die or kill myself. It's just that I didn't want to be in that life anymore.
Right.
Now, I knew that I was destined for more. I knew that there was more to this life. I knew there was more to me, but I didn't know how to get there. I just didn't know. And so that day, that very day sparked my wake up.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, because when people hear us say sometimes, I don't want to be here anymore, they have an interpretation of it. But it is such a powerful statement to make, because what you did at that moment is you drew a line in the sand. Yep. You know, people don't realize that when they make a statement about the world and the life they have like that, that's a powerful statement. And that sometimes is the only statement we can make to tell the universe whatever we need help, right?
Exactly. And that day I just cried out, like, it was a very transformative day for me. And then that next day, it just fell into place. And that's why I feel like the wake up is so important, because once you do, like you said, once you make that decision to wake up, things will fall into place. And I shit you not, the very next day, I had a check engine light come on, because at this time I was like flat broke, like dead broke. Oh. So a check engine light comes on and it felt like everything was hitting me at once, like everything, right? And so I'm sitting in my car and I'm like, I got to get it diagnosed, but I don't know where to go because I'm broke. And I had another moment where I was just like, you know what? F it. And at that very moment, my keys fell to the floor mat. And an AutoZone card had broken off somehow.
Oh, my. Yes.
And so I remember that they had like free diagnostics, right? So I was like, okay, I guess we're going to AutoZone. And mind you, now I have been crying, bawling the day before, right? And when I don't know if about you, but when I'm crying and I'm there, it's like my eyes, they get real red, they get real puffy, like it almost looks like someone hit me. So yeah. I'm showing up to AutoZone looking like this. My chest is still in spasms at this point because I'm still distraught. So, but I'm trying to hide it the best I can. So I get there and I go to ask for help or whatnot. And this lady, I'll never forget her name. Her name is Michelle. She came up to me. She goes, hey, how you doing? What do you need? So we go out to look at the car. On the way out, I had on a crystal. And this was like when I first got into like waking up and crystals and everything else. And so I just happened to have on this particular crystal that day. She asked me what it was. I told her and she goes, I told her why I was wearing it. And she goes, oh, honey, you're a blue. And I'm like, well, what is that? I never heard this term before. And she proceeds to go down the list of the dark night of soul and stuff. And I'm like, just enthralled at this point. But it was at that point that, again, everything started to fall into place for me.
Yeah. You know, this is why I was really excited to talk with you. You and I have spoken several times before doing the show, but really the message that we're bringing to the airwaves again is, look, I mean, our world could seem like it's crumbling around. And, you know, just because somebody says, I don't want to live here anymore, I don't want to live like this, it doesn't mean we've thrown in the towel. You see, it takes tenacity to draw that line in the sand. And then the angels show up, right? The card. I mean, these are the things that help remind us that we're not alone. Wasn't that the reminder for you? It's it like, no, I'm not alone.
Exactly. I mean, I could not tell you like how it just all happened. And I didn't have to, it wasn't a fight. I didn't have to wonder, you know.
Right.
And I feel like that in and of itself was just such a relief.
Right. And, you know, and let's just talk about this too, because when you have those moments, even though you may not in that moment, you know, maybe your focus was, I got to get the car going here, right?
Right.
However, that experience sets you up for what you're creating now. You know, that experience, now tell me, that experience, that connection with your higher self, that moment, that woman, that place, that shop, whatever that was, you know, there was something that sparked inside of you that had to be reflected in your coaching platform that you created.
Yeah, it was like everything that, because we actually, me and her, we actually sat down for lunch one day after that.
Wow.
And everything that she went over, I was just completely floored. And it was crazy. It was crazy to me because the way it all happened. And then I get home after our meet and greet, I get home. And of course, when you wake up, it's like you get this new energy and you're like, okay, I know what I want to do with my life. I know this. I know that's right. So at that point, all I knew that was that I wanted to be a writer. And I wanted to be like a horror writer, like a novelist, like Stephen King.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be like a horror writer with like a little bit of Zane, because I'm a little, it gets crazy up here sometimes. But I sit down to write. And this is all that would come out. So like, well, my point is, when you do wake up, you won't have to wonder. Like,
that's it.
You won't have to wonder because it's going to call you and it's going to keep calling you until you answer.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from break, because, you know, there's part of this, and this is for those of you tuning in, you know, this is the wake up, Sarit. I want to make sure before we go to break that everybody knows how to find out more about you, how to work with you. What's the best way for those folks to do that? Let's give them your website.
So my website is serenenigma.com. And of course, you can go up there. You can find anything from blog articles, coaching resources, free and paid for. You can find out anything about my coaching platform there. Also, I have on my Instagram where you can follow me at serenenigma_1111. If you click the link in my bio, it will take you to the Wake Up Level Up page. And that's going to give you a whole lot of information on just this movement alone, because like this is just so important to me. And I feel like it's going to do great things for the masses.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go to that page and you'll find out more about my new course, the Wake Up Phase One. And then I'll also have a new monthly coaching program, the Wake Up, Level Up, and Soar monthly coaching program, that you can go ahead and get more information on that also.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Wake Up, Level Up really means. We're going to talk about here we are today, and what we're looking at is the wake up. But what happens when you just do what Serene said? What if you simply were to follow, let's just call them, the breadcrumbs? When we come back, let's talk about how these or this pathway takes you from that tortured soul to that tremendous tenacity that helps you create Wake Up, Level Up, Soar, and so much more. Let's take a short break, Colton. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. As I said before, Serene Enigma joining me here today. This is the wake up. And what we're talking about here, and you just heard a couple of things, and I just want to go back to them. Serene, just again, let people know, when you said wake up, level up, that is something that people can participate in. I want to talk about like conceptually what that means right now, but this is something they could do with you and experience what that's like, right?
Yeah.
How did they do that? The website again?
It's serenenigma.com. and just go there. And there is a Wake Up, Level Up button there also. So you just click that button and it will take you to the page where you'll find all of the resources there.
Awesome. All right. I want to talk about this. You know, we talked about the motivation, how one gets started. You know, it's not, I have done a lot of interviews in 20 years, but my own story is a lot like yours. You come from such a point of despair and the people around you, they look at you like, what, why are you in despair? You know, they just don't get it. But that's why we're sharing more and more of these stories, because there are millions of people, and especially women right now, they are at the bottom of the bottom. And they don't think there's anybody like them. So let's talk about what it takes to go from this tortured soul. Let's talk about that, you know, to a tremendous soul. How do we do that?
So basically what you're going to want to do is look within. That is the first thing you're going to want to do. Look within, find that quiet, still center within you, because that's where you're going to learn who you really are. And how, what you are doing here in the first place. And that's what it's all about. Because when we find ourselves in that state of despair that you were talking about, it's because we have created this avatar of us, our whole lives, our entire lives. It's an illusion of who we are, but it is not who we are. And so when you start to hear the tortured soul screaming out, it's urging you to wake up and live in your purpose so you can live that fulfilled life, that abundant and happy life that you came here to live. Because at the moment, you're not doing that. You're living somebody else's life. You're living a life that society said that you should be living. And don't get me wrong, we've all fell into this trap because we've all been conditioned to do so. But that is what the wake up is about. Waking up from all of the BS that you were taught throughout your life.
Yeah.
Stripping away all those conditioned patterns and behaviors and really looking within and finding what sparks fire in you, what ignites you and what inspires you.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said illusion instead of disillusion. I'm so glad you use that word, because what I love about, you know, sometimes in a language when we're helping people, these little judgment words come out, right? And they don't do well. But the illusion that we live is so real.
Isn't it?
Right? I mean, it's so real. I mean, it's like the relationship that you're in, the like completely abusive, narcissistic relationship you're in that everybody can see but you.
Okay. <Been there already. laughs> Yes.
But you see, what I love about this is if we take a breath, even if it's for a short one, we have the realization, no mas. We don't want any more of it. And you can go from there to living a fulfilled life, right? We can go from that realization, can't we?
We can, we definitely can, but it does take us to really, again, look within and don't be afraid of what you find, because like a lot of people, I'm serious, like a lot of people, they don't want to do the work because they find that they're not really comfortable with themselves. And I figured this out over the COVID when the world shut down and people really had to be with themselves. A lot of people didn't make it out of that real well.
No, they didn't. That's why online alcohol sales were up 750%, right? Yeah. I mean, come on. I'm not even talking about drugs here. I mean, this is the way we cope through COVID. You know, and I'm not just talking, everyone wants to be throwing down at some teenager. No, I'm talking about adults in Zoom meetings with a glass of wine, people. But this is what we do. We just are so attached to, I'm working with someone now and I can't get her to put down her phone. I mean, I'm like, look, honey, he's being abusive to you. Do not answer that text. But no, got to answer. No, you don't answer the text. You don't answer a text to somebody that's calling you stupid. You just don't do it.
Right.
But you got to help. We got to help people go from that tortured state. It is. You know why you and I can talk about it? We know what it's like. Don't you know what it's like?
Okay. And here's the thing. It's because the reason why, back to the person that you're working with, is because there's something in that situation that is so comfortable and so pleasurable that they can't even see the detriment. They can't even see what it is causing, the damage that it's causing.
Damage to self, damage to new relationship, damage to self-esteem. But, you know, you got to see all this, and yet you could rise up and soar. And because of that, you know, this is what you've created, the wake up, and how to help other people do that. The thing that I love about this is you're talking about divine transformation. I want to spend a moment on it. I know we're going to talk about it in other episodes, but I want to spend a moment on it because I could not get from my tortured soul to where I am today without some divine. I tell you, I'm not sure who all came in to help, but I had some help. How about you?
Okay. Samesies.
Come on in.
Okay. The reason that that is so important is because what we believe contributes to our thoughts, and our thoughts, they contribute to our actions, and our actions create our reality. And it's like this domino effect. You have to figure out first, like who you are and what you believe in. And a lot of people don't do that. And that's why a lot of people find themselves in these situations that they don't want to be in, these relationships that they don't want to be in, because you haven't really figured out who this person is, who you are, what your values are, if you value the same. Like, that's why. That's how you find yourself in a job that you don't want to be in, because you don't really know what you value or what you believe in. So that right there is going to be the first step, figuring out what your beliefs are and what your values are, so that you can start living from that place. Because once you start living from your beliefs and your values, what you feel is important to your true essence, oh my God, like shit changes drastically.
Look, I'm going to tell you, I was shocked at the individual, the person that created the term quiet quitting. I went back and I've been like, I was like social media. I was like, you know, I was like, okay, dude, I got to tell you, you may think that you're a little bit of your 15 minutes right now with that term, but you know what you did? I said, you categorize multi-generation of young people and telling the world that they're quiet quitting. They're not showing up. They're not committing to their job. What? Because you may have had that experience. And I'm saying, do you understand what you did by labeling an entire generation of new employees and what that does to them? And you know, I know what that feels like. And yet, this was somebody that did something very innocently, came up with a term that was completely flipped around by companies to label multi-generational people for being social loafers. And you know, the point that I'm making about this, and I really want you to talk to it, is the fact that how many of that generation believed that they're a quiet quitter. I work with young people. I had one of them say, "Hey, I'm a quiet quitter. I said, honey, I got to tell you something. Do not say that to your employer.
Okay.
Don't say that to your employer. But this is to your point. One belief. I want to ask you this question. How do we help people right now today that know they want to do something? They know it. I don't care what it is. Like, I almost didn't go play a sport that I love the other day because I had one of those, what'd you call them, tortured beliefs?
Gotcha.
But let's talk to people and say, what is it you want today? And what do you believe in that stops you from doing it? I mean, Serene, come on. How do we help people today?
So the way that I try to help people is to, again, to get them to hold up a mirror to them, to get them to really see who they really are on the inside and really strip away like all of the extra baggage that they came to know and love and are just so accustomed with today. So I feel like that right there is the first step.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and part of this is not taking on more baggage too. I mean, we have to stop people from just taking on stuff that doesn't belong to them. What have you discovered about your own journey that helped you do that?
That was a hard lesson for me, not taking on things that don't concern me, because I'm an empath. So I had to learn that the hard way. And there were days that I would be miserable, and not even because I was miserable, but because of other people's stuff and what they were going through. So you kind of have to have some boundaries, one, some level of self-care too. You're going to throw that in there. But you have to pay attention to you. Some self-awareness. That's the word. Self-awareness. You got to start paying more attention to you and how you feel and what's going on inside of you. And then not being afraid to make changes based on what somebody else is going to think or how somebody else is going to feel. Because their feelings and their thoughts, that's a them problem. You have to get, right, I'm serious. You have to get real and honest with yourself and not be afraid to make those changes.
I love it. Let's take a minute before we get your closing message again. What's the best place for people to find out more about you?
The best place, I would say, follow me on Instagram. Again, it's SerenaNigma_1111. Click the link in my bio. It's going to take you to the Wake Up, Level Up Soar page. And from there, you're going to find more information on this whole movement, the course phase one, the Wake Up, and also the group the monthly group coaching program, Wake Up, Level Up, and Soar.
I love it. Now, look, closing message. What do you want to leave us with today?
This life is all about growth and evolution. And this earth just happens to be the chrysalis that allows us to make those changes. What you're going to want to do, you're going to want to, again, be honest with yourself and not be afraid to make those changes. But then also know that it's going to be a process. Change happens in stages. So it's not going to happen overnight. And even if it did, we wouldn't learn much. So don't be hard on yourself and continue to work on yourself.
Yeah. The only lesson that I ever learned in a hot second was chewing one of the hottest peppers from Alabama in the world and not listening to the people telling me, you do not eat that whole thing. I would never do that again.
Okay.
Sometimes life gives you a hot pepper like that. You don't have to do it that way. Serene, thank you so much for everything.
You guys are welcome. Thank you.
All right. Wake up, level up, everybody. We're going to take a short break. Thank you so much, Serene Enigma. We'll be right back.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.